Okay, we're recording, and once again, for posterior purposes, this is the Mideast Migraine Show for Saturday, September 3, 2016, on Free Radio Santa Cruz. Here's a public service announcement for ourselves, for Free Radio, that you'll be hearing an awful lot of, I'm sure, until it pans out. We need a new transmitter site as soon as possible. The site, you know, for the over 4 years that I have been with this radio service, this grassroots community, non-licensed pirate radio service, for all that over 4 years, for most of it, very soon after I started, I discovered, we all found out to our dismay that we would eventually have to move our transmitter, which we did for a time, for some 6 months, as I recall, trying out a couple of other locations, well, at least one, where within a week we were forced to take it down again because some people in the neighborhood didn't like it. And we were actually off the air, off the normal radio waves for a good 6 months because there was no place to put our transmitter until we, or some of us anyway, got wise enough to realize we could return to the original location. So in other words, it was a huge boondoggle to take it down at that particular point in time. To begin with, we should have just left it there. So we returned to the traditional airwaves again, so you could hear us on the radio as well as online through cyberspace. So for basically all that time, the transmitter situation was in limbo. Now we know for sure we need a new location. The east side of Santa Cruz, probably well to the west of 41st Avenue in Capitola. East side is preferred. West side is doable. Not downtown, though. The transmitter site needs access to electricity and internet and a small amount of space, basically, 4 or 5 foot square. That's it, 4 or 5 foot square for both the transmitter and our shack. We have a squatty refrigerator-sized shack that we need for certain technical and transmission components, or if you have such weatherproof space, keep the water out of our electronics, that would be nice too. As for the transmitter itself, a tall tree, roof, or hill for the antenna must be able to, quote, see Santa Cruz and the east side. To see, as in the transmitter having more or less, it's a 35 foot tall thing, and from the viewpoint of the antenna itself at the very top, it has to, like, have a view, quote unquote, of Santa Cruz in the east side. Please, if you can help us with a new transmitter location. We have the transmitter itself. We just need to move it. Email to frsc@freakradio.org. Again, our email address, FRSC, as in Free Radio Santa Cruz, frsc@freakradio.org. Other contact information is available at our website at freakradio.org. Just click on the contact information, take a look at the schedule and our donations link while you're at it, So please, we do indeed need a new location for our transmitter to keep this 21-and-a-half-year-old service going. We are, just this month, we are 21-and-one-half years old. Liberating the airwaves since 1995, as we always like to say. Okay. The weekend edition of Mideast Migraines is dedicated to the readings of important new or reasonably recent books on the topic of Palestine and Israel. And generally, that's what I've kept it to. This is the seventh or eighth book or booklet that I've read since November of 2013. This one is entitled Fatal Embrace, Christians, Jews, and the Search for Peace in the Holy Land by Mark Braverman, Mr. Mark Braverman, who is an American Jew who resides in Maryland, the state of Maryland. He was in town last April for a conference on Justice for Palestine. That was the title of the conference, sponsored by Friends of Sabeel North America, Justice for Palestine. And Mark Braverman was among many lauded and treasured speakers speaking on behalf of both Arabs and Jews. Yes, indeedy, for both of them. Now, let me just... where are you? Give a brief biographical description of something here. I'm not going to read his whole bio. if I could just find... Okay, about the author. Mark Braverman notes that his roots are in the Holy Land. His grandfather, a fifth-generation Palestinian Jew, was born in Jerusalem and emigrated to the United States as a young man. Mark himself grew up in the United States and was reared in Jewish tradition, studying the Bible, Hebrew literature, and Jewish history. Now, a little farther down it says... Visiting the Holy Land in 2006, 10 years ago, Braverman was transformed by witnessing the occupation of Palestine and by encounters with peace activists and civil society leaders from the Muslim, Christian, and Jewish communities. Since then, Braverman, the author, has devoted himself full-time to the Israel-Palestine conflict. Turn my volume down here and scream. I'm screaming into my own ears. Okay, I know you can hear me. That's the important thing. So, since then, he has devoted himself full time to the Israel-Palestine conflict. So far in this book, and we just began part two of this three-part book, chapter five, last Saturday. So far... Braverman has not touched very much on the specific things that got him to change his mind. Specific examples. The Israeli military treatment of the Palestinians, particularly under occupation in both the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, as well as in East Jerusalem. He speaks generally of it, of the fact that he is appalled at their living conditions, and at the fact that Israel continues to deliberately and systematically make lives miserable for the Palestinian Arabs. Well, I'm still waiting for him to get to some specifics. So, in that, keeping that in mind, what he has been doing instead in this book, Fatal Embrace... copyright 2010, six-year-old book, he is talking mainly about the need for transformation within the Jewish religion itself in regards to Israel and the Zionist political philosophy. Now, just saying that right there, just that last couple of sentences of description sounds pretty dry, I'm sure, to many of you. And to be perfectly honest, in spite of how